You're tuned into the Music Industry 360 podcast, your full access pass to all things music business. From insider secrets to essential resources, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Randall Foster, Chief Creative Officer here at Symphonic. And it is my very, very big pleasure to welcome Jessica Simone and Taylor Taylor, T-Squared. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
That's some excitement. I like that. And happy Pride, because this is our Pride Month podcast. And I like saying happy Pride. Everything about it. The word Pride makes me happy, and saying the word happy makes me happy.
We are excited.
It is so good to have y'all on here. Y'all, these folks are community builders, and I had the pleasure of meeting them at South by Southwest this last spring. And it was really, really great to meet you all at our party. And I'm just excited to chat with you about what you guys have built at the Color Agent, because I think it's so cool. For those who don't know, the Color Agent is a platform that promotes LGBTQIA community representation and entertainment. Their ecosystem features top talent, creators, and artists who are driving cultural change. They provide educational classes, seminars, and workshops in the field of LGBTQ+ representation in mainstream music, and foster a supportive community. In addition to that, and we'll get to this, they have one of the longest standing showcases featuring LGBTQ+ participants at South by Southwest, which of course is the industry mecca that we all run to every March. So it's so very good to have you all here.
Thank you for having us. Love that intro.
let's go back to the beginning. Let's talk about this, because we live in a shifting, dynamic industry, and you all established the Color Agent in 2014, which in music industry terms is an eon ago.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what was going on in your space at that time that created the impetus for you all to start the Color Agent and to begin building what now is a decade long organization, a decade old organization that's doing real good in the world.
Yes.
Well, I started in music like a long time ago, managing artists, helping out in music, and I started working with the LGBT artists that was extremely, extremely talented. And what I saw was that it was very hard for her to gain a lot of the opportunities as far as like booking, finding different opportunities within the community. And so I just was like, let me find a place where I feel like she could advance, because we're here in Texas. So I definitely saw South by Southwest as one of those like places that, you know, we could find some more opportunities. But, you know, to my dismay, there were really no spaces within South by Southwest back then at that time. And so that's where we kind of like started looking for a chance to work with them and like find what we can do and how we can come together to like work with artists and give them that space.
So basically it's like, let's create the space that we want to have or we want to see. Let's just take that initiative and be that, because if we're looking for it, then others definitely have to be looking for it for sure. And that started our first South by Southwest in 2015.
So be the change you want to see in the world. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. So tell us all about that first showcase. I'm super curious, like who was on the showcase, you know, what was going on around that. I mean, I'm sure, look, we put on South by Southwest events and they're not easy to pull off.
They are not, especially when it's your first one and you have to prove why we should be here.
Yeah, so the first showcase that we had some amazing, amazing talent. We had Amanda Perez, we had John Z, we had artists like Kim for Life. There were a lot of artists from like around the world. So it was like very, very eclectic in like different genres of music. Like everybody was looking for this opportunity. We had a beatboxer. It was just a lot of people that were like in search for an opportunity. And so we provided that space. And it was just, it was really, really good. I loved it.
Of course, it was crazy behind the scenes trying to get ready for your first South by Southwest showcase, but a lot of pride in just pulling it off and knowing and seeing us being able to provide a space like that.
That's awesome.
With a full LGBTQ lineup.
Yeah.
And I imagine that it has evolved over the last 9 or so years. Can you tell us some ways that it's evolved and grown? I mean, has there been more corporate interest coming in, trying to help support you all, et cetera? What's your experience been?
The experience has been great. What we also, to what we've noticed is that since we've had the showcase, there's been like a 300% like more representation of LGBTQ at South by Southwest. So it makes us feel like what we are doing is expanding, is making sure, expanding that representation. People, we are being seen more, heard, more centered. So we definitely love to see that, because we're not a place where like we can be the only people to do it. We have to have a space for all of us, because we're not a monolith. There's going to be different type of artists here, different type of artists on a different showcase. So we definitely love to see that and hear people say that they've been waiting for our showcase, or it feels like a community, or it feels like just a family when they're in our at our showcases. Definitely, it always warms our heart. But definitely, I know we're on the right track, and just being able to work with different companies and bring them in and just have them either sponsor or want to work with us to see what we can do in the future always is a plus.
Awesome. So I imagine in 9 years, you've had a lot of talent grace that stage. Are there any standouts that it's like asking somebody to pick their favorite?
I know, this is so hard.
First of all, for the record, we are not picking any favorites.
Oh, come on. All right, I'm not going to pick
someone. I can tell some highlighted moments. They're all great. I just want to start. Because when we're pulling these artists, we focus on talent over orientation. So it's not just like, oh, you're LGBTQ, be on the showcase. We want talent, people who deserve to be in the mainstream just as much as anybody else, and to not get boxed in. So just that off the rip. I just want to say that before you even start highlighting. But I've definitely had some memorable, I would have to say Cody Shane is a great performer, great artist. Doing a lot of numbers as well, but you can tell she really loves her art. She really puts on a show. She's immersive with the audience as well. So she's definitely one that has stood out amongst a lot of others. What about you?
I would say, I need to put someone out. But I guess I would say Jazzy, for me, like seeing the growth of her career and where she was back then to where she is now, being the Grammy Award winning artist. Also, I would love to mention Sofani
Mom
from Sweden, who was also a Grammy Award winning artist. So just seeing their growth from when they perform on the stage to now is amazing. So on top of them being amazing performers and lighting up the stage, just to see that growth is incredible.
Also confirmation.
You picked her.
So without picking your favorites, you just picked your favorites. I appreciate it.
They're like my favorites.
So I love that you, the emphasis in how much you all push on the talent over orientation bit of this, because that's the counter argument that you hear from people when you start talking about diversity, is like, it's representative of the people that we had to choose from. And I firmly believe diversity has to be intentional. There's a level of it that has to be intentional. But you're absolutely correct that there has to be that base level of talent to participate. Yes. So I love that that's a, I mean, the, y'all, they gave me some show notes here, and this was like part of the show notes is very, very specific, called out, specifically called out. And it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, so with what you've done at South by Southwest, and you mentioned community, and people said it felt like a community, but I think it's really important that we talk about the community you've built with TCA2. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What does it entail?
So TCA2 is a vetted community platform, obviously, that amplifies LGBTQ representation and entertainment for talent, which are industry professionals, creators, and artists. Basically, it's a place for us to trade insights, unlock opportunities, collaborate, get feedback, network, have a safe space for us all, and just have that community, have that support, you know, so we could show up for one another. And it's definitely a worldwide. We've also, it's definitely very vetted. We onboard members one at a time. We meet with them. We want to make sure that we're creating a safe space for everyone. Because after obviously 9 or 10 years working with all of these artists and their teams, we definitely still realize that there is still a lack of representation or like ownership or visibility. So this community is allowing us to pretty much unify and be the hub spot worldwide for all of us to come to in this entertainment industry and have that support.
Awesome. So within TCA2, the classes and seminars, I assume, are a big part of what you're all doing with that community as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we definitely have the artist blueprint, which we offer free to the community members, anybody outside, of course. It's you can go to Teachable and get that. But we offer them like resources. We work with different companies who have accelerator programs to be able to bring those in and then offer those to our community members so they can take advantage of that.
Different grant opportunities as well.
Yes, our team works religiously finding grants for targeted to LGBTQ creative talent and artists and minorities to be able to put those opportunities in front of them so they could be able to take advantage of them right there at their fingertips at all times, for sure. And then obviously IRL events, being able to be with one another, support one another, collaborate, talk.
Wonderful. So the blueprint, tell me more about that.
So the artist blueprint that we came up with, it just basically takes you from the beginning stages of being an artist, building your brand, and navigating the industry specifically as an LGBT artist. Because I feel like, you know, it's very hard to be authentic and like navigate as well without being tokenized. So it's very, very specific and niche to our community. And it just shows you how to also like navigate the industry as well, because they don't have a lot of like sources that specifically target them as our community. And so we wanted to like break down different ways that they can explore and find partners and to build their brand and to gain opportunities step by step. So it's step by step process from zero to making money within the industry.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a pretty valuable tool.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I might need to get a copy of that. So you know, let's talk about, you know, we've talked a little bit about you all and what you're doing specifically with the Color Agent, but let's look at the music industry abroad a little bit more. From a broad stroke glance. Because it feels to me that there's more LGBTQ plus artists breaking through now than ever. But I do feel like we have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. I assume that you guys are firmly behind that sentiment.
Yeah.
Are you feeling that groundswell? I mean, 10 years in with your events and with your community that you've built, does it feel like everything is kind of going in the right direction?
I feel going in the right direction. I feel like it definitely could move faster for sure, because they, especially, you know, a lot of these artists are making music that anybody can relate to. Like, it, even if, say, you know, a straight man is rapping about or singing about a woman can sing his song, men sing that song, or a woman, you know, Keisha Cole or something, everybody can sing that song. So if we can take that out of our head and just enjoy what the art is, the music, and it does, you can always change the words to mean whatever it means to you, but and get over that part, we can really be able to enjoy some beautiful music and some beautiful art.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was just anecdotally, I was watching a music video over the weekend with some friends, and it was the Sam Smith Kim Petras and my friend remarked, they said I didn't know that Kim Petras was trans, and I said, well, what does it matter? She sounds freaking
exactly like, but why does who I love or the way I choose to lay down have to determine if my music is good or not? Yeah,
absolutely. But I do think I do think the fact that that was even an afterthought after this sounds great. It was that, and why did Sam Smith color his hair? Was kind of and that's a big debate, and that'll take us too long to talk. It was interesting. It made me think because you know, Kim Petras is beautiful, and she sings incredibly well, and she's had a multitude of successes, you know. And so I do love that we can kind of destigmatize all of that and get to back, as you said, get back to the music, get back to what does the music mean to me? What's the music feel like, et cetera. So I mentioned this before we started recording here, but I consider myself an ally. I don't do it for appreciation. I just have too many darn friends that need somebody to stick up for them, especially a big barrel chested white cis male in his middle age.
I would agree.
With a beard. You know, I'm happy to do so because I love everybody. What more? This is a personal question, but we're recording it. You know, I want to know, like, on my Instagram, it says ally. Like, I try to put it out there. I wear the shirts and the buttons and things. But aside from performative actions like that, what are some things from your experience that you think allies can do to really support your efforts and the efforts of the community?
Well, on an even smaller scale is speak up for us when we're not in the room, you know, be able to like you talking to your friend, like, what does it matter? You know, be able to have those conversations so you can just bring a realization to other people, like it really doesn't matter. And even too, we have an allyship program where we can and partner with different companies, and where they show up either obviously with their time, being able to provide resources to our community, their money, donating to or sponsoring any of our events, showing that they stand behind us and not just during Pride, because respectfully, we're LGBTQ all year round, not just in June. So just being able to, and there's different celebrations all in different cities all throughout the year. So just showing up for them, donating their time, their services, like, hey, this is what we provide. We would like to provide that to your, you know, the community for this, either this event or this service, to be able to allow us and give us some of the same opportunities to elevate as your mainstream artists or your mainstream content creators, your industry professionals, and then even corporations can, sponsor memberships for their DEI team, like, so your LGBTQ staff, you know, be able to like sponsor them on their membership, so they can have a community and let them know that we care about you and that you have a community or you're in a safe space, and that's how we want to show up.
Yeah, being an ally through action.
Yes, actionable ways.
Yes. That is like the best thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. It's like show up for somebody, like you mentioned, like speaking up for someone when they're not in the room. Like if you have someone that you feel like you can nominate within your your organization and you feel like they deserve it, speak up for them. Like, yeah. Just being an ally through action is important.
Sound like that ally in actionable ways is well rehearsed on yeah. that. You said that more than that.
People say, like, I'm an ally, but what have you really done?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that because you want a friend at the moment? Are you trying to look good? Or do you really show up in the actionable ways?
Yeah.
No, I love that. You spoke about pride being great, but representation being so important beyond this month. Which I think is fantastic. Curious, like, do you all have any big plans for Pride? Are you throwing any events? Is there something that you all organizationally are doing in particular around Pride?
Yes, we're working on a few things. I don't want to spoil them. Well, jinx, really. But the goal is to, you know, even be and go to different cities. Not only during Pride, but some Prides are in October, some Prides are in September to do that. And hopefully we'll be having something in New York for Pride, and you just never know.
But we definitely have Pride 365 days. So it's like Pride every month.
I love that. Let's back to the bigger picture of the industry and what's going on in the industry, because you all work in and around and in service of the industry. I assume you still are doing a little bit of artist management or still involved on the music side a little bit, possibly, because I think everybody in this industry has a side hustle. What has you guys excited about the industry at large moving forward? Are there movements and things happening in the industry, whether it be songwriter rights or whether it be, copyright royalty board rulings and things like that. Are there things that you guys are kind of excited about that really kind of make you yearn for the future?
I'm excited about the color agent amplifying LGBTQ artists in the industry, because the more we push them forward, the more we be seen, the more we give, everyone more hope to be authentically them, because I feel like when you see someone who looks like you or who doesn't care about looking a certain way but only being themselves, it gives you the courage to be yourself and love yourself more, which spreads more love in the world. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
That was on brand. That was a very on brand answer there. I can't refute it. That was a very, very on brand answer there. On the flip side of that, do you see any industry challenges, outside of needing more representation, obviously, which is, I think we're all here today because we all fully recognize that. And
right.
We're trying to do a little something to help. But, do you see other challenges facing the industry that you think?
I would say songwriters receiving fair compensation, them getting the credibility that they deserve. A lot of our talent that are in the community, they do a lot of songwriting. And so, like, having bass play as a songwriter, I think that's like a really, really big topic that we're seeing, like, as far as music is concerned, just fair compensation and credibility for songwriters.
I love
definitely.
That.
That's cool. Yeah.
I love that. As a song guy, I'm sitting a block off Music Row in the middle of Nashville right now as a song person, man, I love hearing that. I know this community loves hearing it. That's been a lane that's really, really, really taking it hard lately.
A lot of Community Plus members have written a lot of people's favorite songs.
Yeah.
That's what they don't know.
Absolutely. And it's giving them their just due, I think is important. Okay. So here's where I go completely off script and I jump into, I warned you about this already. I jump into something not on topic here, but something near and dear to all of us, because every time I record a podcast, I walk away with something new and exciting to listen to because of this question. But, and this is two answers because there's two of you. Who's your favorite current artist you're listening to right now and why?
Can I go first? Okay, so I have two. One is Kendrick Lamar, because obviously it's been this big rap battle between him and Drake, which is just really amplified, you know, artistry, penmanship, cleverness, voice infliction, and just like make it double entendre. It's sending people to Google to figure out what this is. It's taking them on this race to figure it out. And I love it because it's making a lot of people do a lot of critical thinking. And it's showing how much people actually do crave it. And when it's in a, like a good light, I definitely think it's healthy for the culture. And of course, I'm a Megan Thee Stallion fan. If I'm not mistaken, she's Community Plus as well, too. And I just love that she owns who she is. Her penmanship is great. She's a hardworking woman. She's had the odds stacked against her. And yet she continues to prevail, even independently, starting her own label. So I'm proud of her and what she represents for the culture as well.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to say, Kendrick Lamar, but for the sake of, you know, pride in the community, I have to go with Tony Shane. I feel like from the beginning of her career to now, the continual growth, the different types of music that she creates, all types of genres, very, very... It makes you feel something. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's an incredible artist. I feel like she should be seen by the masses worldwide. So I definitely have to go with Cody Shane.
She sings by her heart. Yeah, and her performance is great. If you haven't seen a Cody Shane show, please go do so.
I love it. I think the thing I like most here is that all three artists that you all named are unapologetically authentic.
Yes.
And that's part of the power there, I think, honestly.
Yes.
So let no one be mistaken. Team Kendrick here. We're all team.
True.
Yeah. Old Drake better watch out.
Kendrick was definitely, Kendricking. Yeah. Okay.
I feel that. Definitely feel that. All right. So as we come to a close here, I want to thank you all for joining us for sure. Let's let people know here that want to get involved, want to be a part of what you're doing. Obviously, they can go to the website at thecoloragent.com.
Yes.
Where else can they reach out? I assume socials?
Yes. With the Color Agent everywhere. The Color Agent on Instagram. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Color Agent. We have a lot of member spotlights there. And that's what you don't know. Recaps of South by Southwest as well. So definitely indulge and engulf in that. TikTok, definitely The Color Agent. And I want to shout out to one of our sponsors, getwiththepronouns.com. Thank you for always coming through and just supporting us as well.
That's fantastic. Everyone, you've been listening to Jessica and Taylor from The Color Agent here on the Music Industry 360 podcast. We thank you all for joining us, and we cannot wait to see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Jessica and Taylor, thank you both. And I'm really proud to know you and to know what you all are doing with The Color Agent. I love being around and meeting and talking with people who are affecting real change in society. And I feel that that's something you're doing. So thank you for your efforts and for everything you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. It's been a great time and keeping us laughing. Okay.
I do my best. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, you've been tuning into the Music Industry 360 podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.